Én okno prosofako, a jak mašlitok.
That's the voice of Jerry Amatachi when we spoke at the Chickasaw Cultural Center in Sulphur, Oklahoma, a couple weeks ago. He was one of the last of the 30 or so remaining Chickasaw who was a native speaker, meaning he spoke only Chickasaw before he began grade school and learned English. His language meant everything to him.
You know, it's a part of our lives. It's in my heart, you know. Today, especially, you know, that I've come to realize that's my identity. I am Chickasaw. And I am Chickasaw in my soul, in my heart, you know. That, I mean, it's deep within.
Well, we felt honored to meet Jerry Amatachi, and now we're so glad we recorded him. Jerry died this past Friday. His voice is stilled, but it lives on in a project to reclaim this endangered language through interactive portals at the center and mentoring programs in Chickasaw Nation. Joshua Hinson is the director of the Department of Chickasaw Language. He joins us from Oklahoma. And Joshua, first of all, it's just so unbelievable. We just sat with Jerry. I can't imagine how you're feeling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jerry was an amazing mentor and a teacher for all of us here in the program. And really, overall, the Chickasaw Nation, I mean, you can't go anywhere without somebody knowing Jerry Amatachi and him having touched their lives in some substantial way, not just in terms of his language ability, but his involvement in politics, his role as a pastor. We're really going to miss him here.
Yeah, well, and you personally seemed so eager. Let's listen to a little more. This is the two of you just falling into conversation in Chickasaw.
So chief otoglok. John Okano, so chief otog.
This is something that you had taken up as a very young person, that you wanted to learn this language and embrace someone like Jerry. What do all the elders, but what did he in particular mean to you?
Well, Jerry, like all of the other native speakers that we work with, they just represent this link, this critical link to our past, our present, our future. I mean, they hold the language in their hearts and in their minds, and it's something that we want so terribly badly. We spend as much time with them as possible because we want it to still be a spoken language in 100 years. We don't want it to, you know, to be on a page. We want to still be communicating.
Well, Joshua Hinson, we learned at the center that the Chickasaw became Christians. Will there also be more, I don't know, Native American elements to your service?
Traditionally, we'll have a wake. So tonight we'll have a wake service for a couple of hours in Tishomingo. And then Tuesday, we'll also have the funeral service where the Chickasaw Language Committee and others of us on the staff will be singing some Choctaw hymns in Jerry's memory, followed by the graveside service.
As you think of your Chickasaw, what would you like to say to him?
Oh, I don't know if I can. Blenditak fuka chigma, shawich pisla chon, anoa, yamako, itanlitko, yakoke chmashlitski.
Can you tell us?
I just said I know I'd see him again.
Joshua Hinson, again, director of the Department of Chickasaw Language. For the Chickasaw Nation, Joshua, thank you, and again, so sorry for your loss.
Thanks, Robin.